If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel with a one-time donation, which is not tax-deductible, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. If you buy a coffee, I will mention your name in my next video. Buy three or more coffees, and I will read your comment up to three sentences, as long as it is not out of line. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Now, I made a decision quite a while ago that I could not report on current events. The fact that I have a day job and the manner in which I produce my videos makes it impossible for me to put videos out at the drop of a hat, which is what is required when you are reporting on current events. It's all I can do to get one 15-minute video out once a week. However, a couple of things have happened recently that I feel I need to comment on. These are the approval of Medjugorje and the comments Pope Francis made about all religions leading to God, so I've made an exception. Medjugorje has received the highest approval under the new norms. Now, I haven't gone over the new norms in past videos very much, and I'm still not going to, at least not in depth, because it's confusing, and there are only two categories that really matter anyway. But first, let's look at the old norms. Under the old norms, there were three categories. Constat de supernatural, which confirms a supernatural origin. Non-constant de supernatural, which means the supernatural character could not be established and further investigation is needed. And constant de non supernatural, which declares that the phenomenon does not have a supernatural origin, leading to its prohibition. The new norms have done away with the top category, which confirms the apparition is of supernatural origin, except in rare cases, the Pope can still declare it. And no, that's not what's happening with Medjugorje. Other than those rare occasions, we still have the declaration that an apparition is not of supernatural origin called Declaratio de non supernatural. Then we have four middle categories that are really confusing that basically say, well, maybe kind of we should proceed with caution. And then the top category, which is Nihil Obstat, which means, and I'm quoting the document, without expressing any certainty about the supernatural authenticity of the phenomenon itself, many signs of the action of the Holy Spirit are acknowledged in the midst of given spiritual experience, and no aspects that are particularly critical or risky have been detected, at least so far. Medjugorje has just received Nihil Obstat. As you can see, this does not say Medjugorje is authentic. Just that belief in and devotion to, even publicly, are allowed. So when your Medjugorje true believer friends and family come to you saying that Medjugorje is now approved and you have to accept it, no, you don't. You wouldn't have to, even under the old norms, when the church would explicitly say when an apparition was authentic. But Nihil Obstat does not say it's authentic, just that there is no obstacle to the faith, which isn't true in this case. But the point is, nobody has to change their mind about Medjugorje. This, quote, approval of Medjugorje is in no way, shape, or form on the same level as apparitions such as Fatima and Lourdes, which have received full approval from the church and have been declared to be of supernatural origin, not even close. Now, I have already said and still believe that one of the reasons for the changes to the, quote, norms for proceeding in the discernment of alleged supernatural phenomenon, as the document puts it, was so that they could approve Medjugorje without saying it was authentic. They couldn't do that under the old approval system. Under the old system, Medjugorje would eventually have to have been declared not of supernatural origin. Why? Because it was declared to not be authentic by all of the bishops of Mostar, who were the ordinaries of the apparition. And under the old system, the local bishop had jurisdiction. That has been taken away under the new norms. And because it's clearly not of supernatural origin. Now, anyone who believes in Medjugorje, I don't think less of you or anything like that. It's your right, and we can still be friends as far as I'm concerned. Pope Francis says all religions are a gift from God. On a trip to Asia, Pope Francis said, quote, all religions are paths to God. I will use an analogy. They are like different languages that express the divine, and other such nonsense. The damage control pope-splaining has kicked into high gear, as well as catcalls from sadists saying, "Now can you see that he's not the pope?" It is the common opinion of the saints that if a pope falls into heresy, he loses his office. This statement from Pope Francis is certainly heretical. So has he lost his office? I don't know. But the safe position, in my opinion, is to say no, he has not lost his office. Why? Well, we are laymen and have no business declaring that a pope has lost his office. Now, anyone who's taken that position, I throw no stones, because quite frankly, you might be right. But for me, I follow what Father Hess has said on this. Now, keep in mind, he was talking about John Paul II, but if you look at some of the things John Paul II said, there's not that much of a difference between him and Francis. It's just that the fruits of Vatican II and the state of the church are really coming to light now, and people are waking up. So Francis is under a lot more scrutiny than John Paul II, not to mention the media is different now. Back then, every little thing John Paul II did or said was not reported on. But Father Hess said, basically, in order for a pope to lose his office because of heresy, it has to be formal heresy. Material heresy means the matter of heresy is there. Formal heresy means the matter is there and the person has been given enough information on what the church teaches that he should know better. If it's material only, then he wouldn't lose his office, and he receives the benefit of the doubt. In other words, unless we have proof that the heresy is formal, we assume it's material only and that the pope has not lost his office. An example that Father Hess gives is if the pope were to say, "The Council of Trent says this, but I say that," then we would know he's in formal heresy. Now, some have said, look, he's the pope. He went to seminary. His whole life is Catholic theology. Of course he knows better. Therefore, his heresy is formal, and he has lost his office. I'm not so sure. He is the first pope to go through the Novus Ordo. He was ordained a priest and consecrated a bishop in the Novus Ordo. And I'm not so sure that the seminaries weren't already corrupted by the time he was there. And of course, the authentic Catholic teaching has been in exile since the mid-60s, so I'm also not so sure that Francis isn't simply the product of the post-Vatican II church. So those are my thoughts on these two current events in Catholicism. Until my next video, God bless.